This might be a short Taiwan special because the previous one was about double length. I've been thinking about this. You know this thing with the police. The sheriffs, they aren't enforcing gun laws or something like that. Have you heard about this? Okay, I think I talked about it last week. The thing is with this is I've been dealing with stuff like police over here. Well, I don't want to say too much about it, but I got not fine. There was no fine or citation or anything. I just got stopped by a parked police checkpoint over here in Taiwan. Going like this is a thing. Like the police have these there are these unnecessary red lights because Taiwan doesn't really understand how to govern. And I've got some thoughts about that. I'll share in a minute, but there are cars parked in the middle of the road that the police drive past. I've looked at the police car and stared at the police car and just, gestured, opened my hand, gesturing in the direction of a car parked in the middle of the road, and then look back at the police car, and then they just stare at me and do nothing and then drive away. This is going on over here in Taiwan, and there was, it's excess red lights, not blinking red lights everywhere. Cars don't know the difference between blinking yellow and blinking red. They think that blinking yellow means stop and blinking red means go, and it doesn't. I actually had a police officer tell me that. And then I have a friend in the police academy who tells me, no, it does not. And then another friend who recently took his driving test within the past few years. No, blinking yellow means caution, be aware. And then blinking red means stop. And the light comes before the direction you turn. But I actually had a guy in a BMW once, BMW X something, tried to tell, maybe an X5. He tried to tell me because he's turning left at the blinking yellow light, that means that I at the blinking red light can go. And it's like, dude, you don't know that I have a blinking yellow light if you have a blinking red light. We might all have blinking red lights. He doesn't get the sign becomes before the turning. They don't get that. They don't get flow. They've lived in this chaos, and it's this chaotic world, and it's a chaotic road, and it's the best chaos they know. I was just praying with some friends last night, and that was something that we came to realize. In Taiwan, they only know this chaotic world. They don't know anything better at all. They don't know anything better. And so I used to kind of get irritated and angry about this stuff. So it's like these idiots, they don't get it. They're not doing good work. They're not doing a good job. They're just doing the lazy governance thing. And there's some truth to that. But it really began to hit me over the course of about 3 or 4 hours last night that the Taiwanese have trouble dealing with their chaotic legal system because they don't know what a better orderly system looks like. It was my friend who saw the video of really interesting helmet cam from America. A motorcyclist had a camera on his helmet. He's driving on the road, and there was a merge lane where it's supposed to be if you've got two full lanes of traffic merging, it's that on-ramp merge sign. They have the merge sign on most freeway on-ramps. It's supposed to be every other vehicle. And this lady in a car cut off this motorcycle driver, and he went up to her. He pulled up kind of beside her car, and he showed her with his hand, right, left, motioning, right, it's supposed to be every other car. And she just laughed at him and drove on. So he hit the gas and drove on down the road, and there's a police officer parked inside the parking lot of some, local building. It could have been a church or a dentist office or something on the side of the road. So he runs in there, and finds, goes to this police officer and says, this lady cut me off at the merge and I've got it all on camera. And the police officer's like, okay, let's go. Lit up. They went down the road. This motorcyclist is following the police officer. All the cars are pulling over and stopping because of the lights. And they stop the lady. And then he's like, okay, I've got the film. You want to see it? And that was the end of the film. My Taiwanese friend was amazed, not at the fact that this lady had done something wrong and gotten caught, and it all worked out just that way. That she, because you can't bully motors, you can't bully anybody, but it's easy for inexperienced car drivers to think that they can bully motorcyclists, and that's dangerous. Motorcycles aren't dangerous. Car drivers are dangerous who don't watch where they're going. And I mean, in Taiwan, I've been practicing driving motorcycle a lot. So the cars here are very respectful of cycles. So, you know, motorcycles and scooters. So, but the Taiwanese were not impressed that this lady got caught. My Taiwanese friend was amazed. The whole purpose of the video, with him sharing, he was amazed that when the police lit up their lights, that all the cars stopped. That's what amazed him. He's like, they all stop. I'm like, yeah, it's the law. He's like, I know it's a law, but no one in Taiwan does it. I'm like, well, are you guys serious about what you say? You know, when you say something, do you mean it? And in their world, they don't. The boss is just someone who comes in and dominates. A pastor just acts like a boss and doesn't. You know, the reason pastors are called pastors, it comes from pastor. It means shepherd. And the Taiwanese pastors don't pastor. They boss. They're anti-pastors in a sense. So that's a tragic thing. The thing is, they've never seen better. So anyhow, I was thinking about this thing. It's like this police officer motioned, you just kind of, okay, motion for me to stop, you know, stop. And he's like, and he gave me that look like, there he is, the American, not following our laws. And I'm like, you don't want me to rip you a new one. I was nice. Do not argue with a police officer. Do not argue. If a police officer is flat out wrong, on the scene is not the time to take him to task on it. Smile, go away, live another day, don't die. And, you know, don't irritate him and don't trigger the adrenaline in his brain where he can't see you anymore and he shoots you on autopilot. That can happen. Because there are people that really try to kill police and they get scared. You don't want to do that. Be respectful, go away, and make sure the guy and his boss get fired quietly, you know, later on. That's the way to handle it. If a police officer is bad, you've got to deal with it with a pen, not on the scene. And so that's just street smarts and survival and respect. People should be respecting the uniform so we can have law and order. And there's a thing for that. But I was just thinking, you know, there's cars parked in the middle of the road. And the Taiwanese police know that. In the government, they know that people don't honor red lights. Probably they don't figure out that there's too many of them, and they don't figure the lights don't have sensors. American traffic lights have sensors and change according to traffic. Almost all of them do. None of the Taiwanese traffic lights have sensors. They have some automation, but it's on a grand scale. So I'm sitting here, and it's like. It's like he's stopping me because I went straight on the cross beam of a T section, which technically is a right turn on red. Like, you know, you can right turn on red, go straight at the cross of a T section if there's no cross traffic, and depending on where you're going, if you're going backwards from right to left across the top of the T. So in America, that's my understanding. So it's like he's stopping me for this kind of stuff. And it's like they're finding the most petty, most obvious, most law should. They don't have free turn on red in China. Because the people, because they're just, they don't know how to enforce the law. They don't know how to teach people to be lawful. So their solution is just to make everything illegal. Okay, it's everyone. It's the crazy supervisor. It's the incompetent supervisor at work who, when everything goes chaotic, they just say, okay, just everyone stop. Just stop. Just everyone stop. Stop. Everyone just stop. That's what the governance is going. That's how laws are made in Taiwan. And so then they're enforcing the most ridiculous of those laws instead of the most sensible. They're not going after the cars parked literally in the road. They're not going after those, but they're going to go find the traffic light where there's no traffic and people are ignoring the red light that shouldn't be there because, and it's only illegal because of a law that should be changed to match what's happening in the States anyway. And they can't do that because they don't teach people. And they find the most petty little insignificant place to go have a little trap, a light trap. And I'm, you know, so on the one hand, it's because, you know, they've never seen better, you know, and so kind of my mission over here is becoming to love and to just try to be patient. I mean, the police officer didn't give me a ticket. He was right not to. But you know, it's like they need to learn. I mean, I asked him, I said, I don't think it was illegal. I think that my light was green. And no. And he says, and I'm like, no, but I didn't argue with him. I just wanted to know what he thought about that. I was wearing the reporter hat. Help me understand. I think this, am I wrong? I wanted to know what he thought, and I found out, and then I left. And my solution is not to go beat the drum and be mad and complain to everybody about it. My solution is to try to inspire Taiwan that things can be better. But at the same time I was thinking about that, I was realizing, you know, good police don't enforce bad laws. They don't. And the interesting thing is police can actually be a part of the legislative process in Taiwan, but that's a whole other story. Love you. See you next week.